This is Lauren Bond, and welcome to Dub Labs Out There. Imagine a soundscape that not only stimulates your auditory senses, but also connects us with the more than human world. Metabolic Sonic's groundbreaking practice, in which we have literally broken through the concrete of the LA River, fuses the machine with the biological. Thank you.
everybody.
Morning.
My name is Matthew Del Dimas. I'm a tribal member of the Gabilon Obanim Mission Indians, Keech Nation. Our tribe, our tribal government has worked with the city to help them understand the sensitivity of this area. So as we all are aware, we're in the LA River.
In terms of how important this river was. Within our general territory, we have three main rivers. We have the San Gabriel, we have the San Ana, and we have the LA. You can call Rio Hondo in there as well. That's a big river too. But the three main ones are those guys that lead out to the ocean. This guy was known in our own language as the river, meaning that it had special just a presence to it, that it was known as the river and everything else had its own name. So this location here being, we're in a village known as Yangna. Yangna means the place of the poison oak. And what that means is that we had riparian corridors all throughout here, because poison oak only grows near water. And so that's why this location was heavily, heavily used in prehistoric past. Well, now we've channelized it with our concrete. That wasn't naturally how it was. We had meandering. So during our construction activities here, this channelization didn't occur exactly where the channel was back in prehistoric times, because humans have lived here what archaeologists or anthropologists have dated back to more than 13,000 years old, that humans have been part of this land base. So in those thousands of years, humans have utilized this landscape for a bunch of different purposes, but the main purpose that always draws humans to a location is water. And so this train track right here, that's also indicating one of our trade routes. Our trade routes went along all of our waterways and our upland areas. When the train barons came out here, when they came from east to west and they're trying to figure out where are we going to put our train tracks, because the big goal was to go from the east coast to the west coast, right? We wanted to connect both coasts. Well, when they came out here, they were like, what? Look at all these hills. How am I gonna get around that thing? So what they did see, all of our family's ancient trade routes that were flattened over thousands of years of human travel. That's what this route is. That's why it follows this river. So during your construction activities, as you're going into the soils, there is a possibility of encountering tribal culture resources that were left behind over these thousands of years of humans using this area, just like we're using it today. Just like if you go up there and you start digging 2 feet, you'll probably find a bunch of railroad trash. I'm not saying our stuff is trash and I'm not saying their stuff is trash, but what I'm saying is that these are remnants that are still within our soils. The actuality of what's happened today on our landscape is that history has just been pancaked on top of. So as we go into the soil, we're actually going back into history and showing all these layers. So that's what we're gonna be here for, is to help you guys in identifying any tribal culture resources that may present themselves. Because tribal culture resources to us may not be the same in your head of what you're thinking. Let me give you one quick example. Shells. Shells are super important for us. Why? Because we were ocean people. Think of us more like Hawaiians than like Plains Indians. We had ocean resources left and right. We were actually the only ones, because of our resources here, that were able to go out to sea. And the resource that allowed us to do that was oil. We were the only ones, us and the Chumash, that have oil along our coast. Because of that, we were able to waterproof our boats and be able to get out to the sea and start extracting all those resources out there. And we have the three Channel Islands, San Nicolas, Catalina, Santa Barbara, four channel islands, I'm sorry. And anyway, Nicholas, San Clemente, Santa Barbara, and Catalina. So with that, there was a lot of human activity in this general area. So that's why during the construction, we're gonna be here to help that. And so I'm very thankful that you're gonna bring up the safety issues, because that's the main component for us too. We're gonna be next to your equipment. So in that scenario, we're always gonna have eye contact and communication with the operators and with any ground crew that's around. So if you don't see our crew doing that, please inform us, because safety, as you guys, it's number one, right? I mean, that's, we all wanna go home. And so we're not out here to cause any sort of safety issues in this. We want your project to go through. That's our purpose, is to help you get your project through. But in so doing, we're going to be looking out for these resources that have been popping up left and right in this area. I was just explaining to some of the folks here how just right over here, we had a burial site that was uncovered. We actually have multiple. Actually, right now, I won't tell you the location, but they're actually bringing up burials as we speak. And this is a location that's been impacted by major transportation agencies. And I'll just throw them out. It's been impacted by Metro, by Caltrans, by the railroad, by Ace Corridor. All these agencies dug in this area, and then now, and this has been since 1997, they started digging this area heavy duty. 2019, they're pulling out bodies. What the? Like, how does that happen? It's because no one was looking back in the day. There was no requirement to have any sort of supervisory kind of observations. So today, now that there is, we're finding human remains. And they are now doing their whole protocol to extract them. So that's the reality of what goes on in this land, is that there is stuff everywhere. So instead of you guys having the responsibility for it, it's now put on us. So we're here to help you. Because if you do destroy something, or even a human burial, without the monitor there, or without the protocols that we have set up, if you're out of that compliance component, it's a big deal. There's fines, and the state will just shut this whole thing down. And that's what we're trying to avoid, any of that drama. So by having open communication with each other, because your eyes are just as good as our eyes, if you start seeing stuff such as Shell's important for us, because it doesn't just mean it was a trash pile that we left behind. Many archaeologists will tell you, oh, you got a pile of shell? That's just trash. We use shell for our burial offerings, because shell was our main kind of, like if you have a gold chain, like that's an important thing to you. And let's say you have a an emblem, you know, a cross or something that your grandma gave you. For me, my grandmother just passed away, and I provided, so I bring up that example because that was my example. I had a cross with a chain, and I gave that on her casket. You know, that's just what we do as an offering. That's what they did back in the day. Just like today, we'd put roses, or, you know, sometimes you put the glove or whatever. Offerings are normal for just humans. Our offerings were in shell. So when we see shell, we don't just think, oh, it's a trash pile. There may be other things. We're not going to say, oh, we're stopping because we see one shell. No, that's not how it works. It just makes us aware. So if you guys start seeing tons of white specks and tons of shell, like, hey, guys, hey, call over the monitor. Just be aware of this area. And then we'll be investigating. And then if we start seeing different components, because our main burial practice was cremation. It wasn't full human skeletal burial. So in these corridors, our expectation is more cremation than full human skeleton. So don't expect to see, you know, a skeleton just looking out at you. That's what happened over on Commercial Street. That's why we were lucky. We got informed because they found a skeleton. If they would have found a cremation site with our equipment today, one scoop of an excavator, one push of a dozer, that stuff's gone. So that's why we're here, because that's still an important location for us, because that's a family member. So in that scenario, I'm not trying to throw this out to scare you. I'm just throwing out because this is the reality of the landscape that we're going to be working in. So we're here for you guys, to help benefit you, so you can worry about what you guys need to worry about, which is your own purpose in your job and your safety, and we will worry about that component, so that at the end of the day, the job gets done, our stuff's protected, and everyone goes home happy.